And finally today, it's the beginning of the July 4th weekend, and as we eat hot dogs and watch fireworks, perhaps it's also a good opportunity to consider the American dream. That dream, as enshrined in the Declaration of Independence, is we are created equal, and that we all have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But how is the American dream interpreted today in the 21st century? Independent radio producer Barrett Golding asked college students in Chicago for their thoughts, and he sent us this piece.
The American dream is...
What do you mean, like
white picket fences, two-story
house
in the suburbs.
White picket fence.
The American dream, you mean to own a house in the suburbs? I have three kids and a dog.
Good neighborhood. The dog.
Like that kind of American dream?
But, I mean, for me, it's different. It's getting to do what I want and what I love.
You know, I don't want to become just a commodity.
To have a nice car, a beautiful wife.
Well, how big does your house have to be? How many cars do you have to have?
It's like a pagan god.
40 acres and a mule.
You rip God out of society and you fill it with these material items. And, you know, I don't want to live that dream.
That's the American dream to me. Now, you tell me, what's the American dream to you?
It's not just one American dream. It's going to be many, and it's going to take a while to get to so-called American dream if there is one. So, I mean, it's not really there.
And I would say that I very much believe in it because, you know, I grew up in a poor family in West Virginia, and, you know, I've had the mobility to do things in my life that in a lot of other countries I would never have the opportunity to do.
Well, I think it's a goal that is not really just American, but is pretty worldwide.
Yeah, but that's so not true, because then they come to this country and they realize, oh, I'm stuck with a bad job that I make little money at. The American dream doesn't come true for most people.
My dream would one day maybe to be a member of Congress, maybe in the House of Representatives, or maybe even one day the Senate.
My dream, grow up, become a priest. Follow God.
And I think the American dream doesn't lie in what you have or what you own. It's in who you are.
My dream? I just hope there's better days ahead.
My American dream is like Martin Luther King's American dream. One day, America would be created equal. No violence, no killing, no drugs. But you know what? That's just a dream. It ain't reality.
That piece was produced by Barrett Golding of HearingVoices.com.